In Parshas Vayiro, there's a very chashuv pasuk which I thought was going to have a lot to do with what happened this morning, in regard to the chabura, not with regard to what happened in America. It also has to do with that. But it says when the malachim came to Avram Avinu, and before they left, Ayesar Yishtecho, Yimrinei Ba'el, Vayimra Shoei Voshu Ve'elech Ve'geiz Chayo, Vinei Bein Lesar Yishtecho. V'sarah Shemaz Pesach Oyel V'yachrov, V'titzchak Sarah Bekir V'lei Marchei V'lei Siyesi V'yadno V'adei Nizokin. Sarah left. V'yimra Shem L'Avram, Loma Zeh Tzochak Asarah, Leymar Ha'afum Ram Eilid V'nizakanti, Ha'yipalei Me'ashem Davar. Is there anything, why did Sarah left? What do you mean, why did Sarah laugh? Three Arabs come in and tell a 90-year-old woman that she's going to have a baby. It was mufka. It's not just mufka because she was too old. And chadal yoysa Sarah rechanoshim. It was mufka, chazal say that she b'chal didn't even have a rechem. She b'chal didn't even have a kelim. It wasn't even... Some Arab come by and tells you, you know, the kablan, that the guy that's sweeping up the garbage on the floor as he passes by with the garbage, and he says, oh, you should have a... Shivaler lechaben. So she laughed, no? The Ramban says no. Even though she didn't know, lo yoda ki malachei elyon heim, still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heshi moisa l'Avram lama hiya adover nimna be'inel. Roy l'shatamin. Why was it nimna be'inel? Roy l'shatamin. Oy shatamar amein ken yasa Hashem. The whole part she should have said amein. Ken yasa Hashem. It looks like it's mufka, but nothing is mufka. I was once speaking to Reb Asher about somebody that was waiting for children. He himself waited a number of years, so he's telling me. He says, Rabbi Yashiv said about this Indian itself. It says, "Hayipalei Hashem Navar." There's nothing past, no matter how bleak it looks, and what the doctors say, what the situation is. There's nothing past. Nothing past Rabbi Nishalim. There's nothing that a Kadosh Baruch Hu can do. This morning, the past 3 weeks in the morning Seder, we've been goyla achar goyla. This morning, I think we visited 5 Batei Midrashim. But just this morning we get a call. You got a spot. You can be where you are, second Seder, first Seder. We come up, the lights are off. We're the first ones in. We got it. And I was mamish thinking of this pasuk. Ayipalei Hashem Davar. Every day we're thinking, where are we going to be? We're going to get a normal place. There's no place. And here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mamish gave us the best place that we could ask for. We'll be in the same place and no one's here and with a lot of room. Everything. Mamash was thinking, Ayipalei Hashem Davar. There's nothing, no situation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can have. It happened to be at the end of the day that we got thrown out of here. But I think Kadosh Baruch Hu is trying to tell us a lesson. There's nothing past the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this is not even such a big deal. Who the President of the United States is, if it's going to be him, it's going to be him. What's that sign? There's no situation that's too bleak. No situation that a person should be depressed, that Kilu, like the Meraglim said, Ki chozak hu mimenu. Rashi says, Ki chozak hu mimenu means Kav yochol from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein balabayis yochol lohitzi es kelev misham. Kilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't. It's too much for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do. There's things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't do. Not because he doesn't have the yichidus. Not because he doesn't have the yichidus. They didn't believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have the yichidus. It's all the nisim. They didn't believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu the yichidus. Just simply because the way the metzias, the teva oilum is that there's no way out. The way that it looks is the pasha, no way out. And on that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, doesn't make a difference that you're 90, doesn't make a difference that they're Arabs, doesn't make a difference, nothing. Ayipalei Hashem Davar. There's nothing past HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't see the way out, don't tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu what to do, don't tell him how to do it, tell him what you want. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will work out the way. That's just one nekuda, one chashuv nekuda in this week's parasha. It applies to everything. Certainly it applies to the inyan of having children, but it applies to everything. The pasuk that I wanted to focus on is when Avraham Avinu comes to sign on behalf of Sodom. So, ulay yesh 50 tzadikim b'tzoch ha'ir, chalila lecha, shevet kol ha'aretz l'yaseh mishpat. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not 50 tzadikim. Ve'yan Avraham v'yemar, hineinu he'alti l'daber l'adoni, el Hashem, it's actually not Adoni. Hashem, v'anoichi ofer ve'efer. I started speaking to Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'anoichi ofer ve'efer. I'm ofer ve'efer. Pashup shad. Ofer ve'efer means I'm klum. I'm shum davar. I'm nothing. Klapi. I'm speaking to Ribbon Kol Olamim. I'm nothing. What right do I have to? Kadosh Baruch Hu decided to be mahapech sadayim, and I'm going to tell you not to do it. Rashi says no. What does Anochi offer ve'efer? Kvar yisi roi liyois offer adei ha-malachim. When he fought against the Arba Malachim, roi liyois offer. It should have made me into mamish dirt. Ve'efer adei nimrod. Luli rachamecha asher omduli. And when Nimrod threw me into the kivshan ash, I should have turned into ashes. Mamish, there's no way out of Nafar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Factor of all the vosepis, what pushed Rashi to say to mivarish the pshutei shal mikra pila agado? The chur pshutei shal mikra means vanachnu mo. What are we like? My shemayin said vanachnu mo. What are we? Why vanoichi off our veif? That's the chur. What it means? We're nothing. We're mamish nothing. Says Rav Volbo that ignoring your milus is not a milo. Ignoring the special qualities that a person has is not a virtue. That's not something where a person should be proud of and a person should try to do. That's not an anivus. That's not the anivus that the Ribbono Shel Olam wants, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants of a person. A person has to know his milus. The first step in any avodas Hashem is that a person should know his milus. Best with Ribbono Yoina and Shara Avoda, he says, "Apesach harishin hu shiyeda ha'odam ha'ovid erech atzmoi v'yakrim alaso yumalas avoyisov." And he continues there. It's the first step. The first step before you open up any mitzvah, before you crack a Mesil Sisharm. You first have to know your own mindless. If a person starts with banging himself with the Mesil Sisharm, with the Aruch Tzadikim, look what type of mensch you are, yeah? A person first has to feel a little bit good about himself before he starts banging himself. A person comes into it. He comes into a new yeshiva, and Mashiach comes over to him and he says, you're good for nothing, I heard all about you from your last yeshiva, it's nothing. So he's supposed to, he comes over to him and he tells him, listen here, I heard such tremendous things about you. Your mamash went from the Choshev Bachram, it was chus for the whole yeshiva to come here. And if you would come to Shacharit, it would be even a bigger chus for everybody. You could, once the guy is pumped up, so then in the Hanami, he doesn't get nailed. Look what the Mashkiach holds of me. And what would be if I come to Shacharit? If you tell him you're good for nothing, you also don't come to Shacharit. Not only will I not come to Shacharit, I also won't come to Freseder. Shkach. A person has to feel good about themselves before working on Avodas Hashem. That's the first step. Which is the Rav Volbo says in Shiur Chumash, I think it is, he says that before a person starts learning Musar, he says that a person should open up the sefer, open the table of contents. Look in the Aruch HaTzadikim. Look at all the milos that are there. Shara Simcha, Shara Zrizus, Shara, and all the different tremendous milos. Go to Mesil Sesharim, Shara Zrizus, Shara Zahirus, Shara Nikius, right? All those milos. You have all those milos. The Mesil Sharm is just trying to tell you how to cultivate them. But Ba'etzim, every year it has those milas. You realize you're the B'nai Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov. You have the tremendous milas, all the milas that Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov had. Mosai Yagiu Ma'isla Ma'isla Voisai. The midos that they were mashrish, that they were krenia, they were mashrish into their tzatzarim, like we said before, and that they gave it over as Yerusha. You have these tremendous milas. B'meila, once a person feels those tremendous milas, then in a Hanami, he's on his way to starting Musar. But before that, then Musar is just a bat to smash him. The problem is that if you ask a standard person, write down 20 milas that you have. So a person thinks about himself. The truth is, the funny thing is, a person thinks about himself just about 24/7. And the whole day, I actually saw on yesterday, they have Hitchazkut Yomit. They have this little, a lot of elevators they have, a little, few lines, some chizuk. The one from yesterday was, I think it was Naomi Kelmi said, it's interesting, he says a person thinks about himself the entire day. Ani, ani, ani. Interestingly enough, the Torah never really speaks about ani, ani. He speaks about their Baruch Shem, he speaks about other people. Interesting that a person speaks about ani, ani, ani the whole day. The thing is, a person thinks about ani, ani, ani the whole day, and when you ask him, write down 20 milas. Can you write down for yourself? For me. I want you to write down 20 milas that you have. People have a lot of trouble doing it. A lot of trouble. Ask anybody that was ever tried getting people to do this. Well, I don't have any miles. My father's rich. That's not. I'm not saying rich is milo or not a milo. That's nothing to do with you. That's not the milo. That's not what. 20 miles that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave you. A person thinks about himself the whole day, and they can't come with 20 miles. And when it comes to other people, who he's not thinking about the whole day, he has no problem to list off, oh, that guy, he's a Baal Kishrin, and he has so much patience, and what's that most patience that he has? Look at that guy, he jumps out of bed in the morning, he's the first guy here at 9 o'clock, everybody has the Maila, and everybody, he's the easy part time with his chinuch of his kids, and everybody else has got the Mailas, and only me, I'm left without anything. And the whole day he's thinking about me, and he's not thinking about anybody else. He also has the ability to find chesroinus by the people he doesn't like, even though he's not thinking about them all day. Ah, Batlin, doesn't show up late, he doesn't. When did you show up to Shabbos this morning? I came already by Yishtavach. He was the only showed up by Shema. So everybody has the Yecheles to find by other people, but when it comes to himself, it's much easier, it's much more, Ein Adam Rei Nigei Atzmai, Ein Adam Rei Demailas Atzmai. And that's an avodah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you these milas. That means you're supposed to use the milas for yourself and for other people. In other words, Rav Volbe used to say that every person has a mila that he heard from Rabbi Ruchim. He has a mila that is bishlemus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him one mila that is totally bishlemus. He was mazber the vardes because every person has a chilek of the kamimal. And memela, that chilek that you have of elika is going to be bishlemus. It could be over the years you didn't cultivate it in Bechulu, so it got covered over with dirt and mud, and you have to dig for it. But he says with that mila, you could rectify almost all your milas, or at least the ikur the rectify the most of a person's chesroniness. At least the ikur chesron that a person has, if he knows his ikur mila, because the Shbor who gave you this mila to use to be mashlim yourself, and he gave it to you to use to help other people. So if a person doesn't know his milas, he doesn't know, he doesn't have his ammunition to fight. Rabbi Ruchim would say, "Oy, lemi sheino makir chaser noisov." He says, "Whoa, to someone who doesn't is not makir chaserinis." The oy va'avoy, lemi sheino makir ma'aloisov. But a double whoa to someone who does not makir his milas. He doesn't even know where to start. He doesn't know. He doesn't realize that he's got an M16 slung over his back. He doesn't know what he doesn't push. Doesn't know where to throw into the war, and he doesn't know he doesn't have any ammunition. So the first step is for a person to get to know themselves. And it takes a little bit of time, but it's worth the investment because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you, every person has their own. And none of their midos are demezu lezu. Every person, there's no person that's ever going to be like you from the time of Priyas HaOlam till Adi Moed HaMashiach. With your exact mindless and your exact serenity and your exact situation, everything, every person has their own situation, and a person has to get to know that way. I heard from Noach Weinberg's son-in-law. He said that, actually maybe I heard from him, he said that you're on a plane going back to America and it's an 11-hour flight and looking what to do. You doze off a little bit, eat a little bit. Now there's not even so many people around to smooth with. You flip through the magazine, nothing. You still have 5 hours left. Up and down, you're banging your head. What can I do for the next 5 hours? Kitzer, on your last round, with about 20 minutes to landing, you realize that in the front, in the business section, first class, there is sitting Reb Chaim Kanievsky himself. Reb Chaim Kanievsky sitting there by himself. No one bothering him. Reb Steinman, whoever it was. So you go over to him. If I only knew 13 hours ago, I would have had a whole different flight. I could sit here next to the Gadol HaDor, ask him. He says, who's the most interesting person in the entire world? They'd want to get to know. Yourself. Yourself. That's the most interesting person. That's, like we said, that's the person who thinks about the entire day. He's thinking about himself. Get to know yourself. Sit down next to yourself. Nice to meet you. How are you doing? What are your milas? What are your concerns? What are your milas? Tell me 10 milas to yourself. Can't tell me 10 milas? Spend the entire day with yourself. Can't tell me 10 milas? Person should get to know himself, get to know his milas, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you those milas to use those milas. If we look at the Chavis Lavavas, the whole Chavis Lavavas, about when he's talking about Parnasa and everything, and all the different things that he's talking about. He says the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a certain thing that you enjoy doing, a certain netiyah, because you're supposed to use that to choose your job. The job that you're supposed to do is the one that you want to do. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you the chilis. The people that were supposed to be movers are the ones that he gave a lot of physical koyach and a lot of enjoyment in schlepping things. The people that he didn't are the ones for the office jobs. Every person has their netiyah. You're supposed to use the netiyah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for life and for your avodas Hashem. If you don't know your netiyah, you don't know your milas, then you don't know where to start. And not only that, there's an extra mila, and that is when a person starts to know his milas, and he starts to be makir, he's godless, and talk how many milas he has, and what a chashuv person he really is, then most of the petty arguments that a person has over the course of, I would say, the day, but really truth is the course of his life, fall by the wayside. And you're not going to get upset by the other things. For example, a guy's going to cut you off in the car. I was in the Hatsa'ah this morning on the way to Yeshiva's Mir. And one Rechov Shmuel Anavi, and as everybody was passing by Sadigir, going towards Yeshiva, and there's two lanes there, one turns off to the right onto Yecheskel, and one goes straight. So a guy was on the one that turned on the right side, one going to turn up to Yecheskel, and he tried to cut in front of the Hasa'ah that was, and my Hasa'ah driver says, no, you're not cutting in. And they get a whole 2 minutes to mamish, back and forth. Why can't I get in? What's the big deal? Take down my tudat zud, I'm not letting you in. I don't care what. You could try what you want, whatever it is. Go around, do a whole sivuv and come back. I'm not letting you in. No. And if you would have cut him off, I probably still wouldn't be here in yeshiva, waiting for him to finish the Hasa'ah. If a person thinks about, no, so the guy came in and he cut me off. doesn't even know who I am. He doesn't even know anything. It's like kilo is a personal offense that he did to me. Let the guy in. What's the big deal? And then you didn't let him in and he cut you off. No. That's what you are. That's what bothers you. That's the end of the day. Most of the little petty things and most of the issues of shalom bayis would fall by the wayside. If a person, what do you mean? You're going to ask me to take out the garbage can? You're going to take me the garbage can? You're in the store somebody came to a gifter and he told him, gifter, I just got married, I'm a chashav yom gaman, my wife asked me to take out the garbage. What is this business? The gifter says, you're absolutely right. A chutzpah, mamash a chutzpah. Next morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, there's a knock on the door. He opens up the door, Rav Gifter is by the door. He says, what's Rashiva doing here so early in the morning? He says, I came to take out the garbage. Right, for you a pasnish, for me. If you just, a person would appreciate himself and appreciate his mindless, and he wouldn't get so slighted, he wouldn't have most of the machlokes and most of the things that bother him, taka wouldn't bother him, he would have a much better life, and he would certainly be on his way to perfecting his midos.